Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live
from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia
and Adrian Arts. Join us as we explore the holistic, metaphysical,
and the spiritual realms every Monday night
at 7 p.m. on WinthInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adrian Arts.
We want to welcome everybody to the show. We've been kind of on a little bit of a break here, just kind of doing little projects and little things. So we're back. We're live. And I hope we can fill the next 90 minutes or so with some positive information and something that will motivate and stimulate you and keep you tuned into our show. But I want to say hi to everybody. I want to say hi to Adriana. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm glad I'm not in the midst of the hurricane. So.
Yeah, a lot of love going that way. A lot of people have gone through a lot of stuff here in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah. And we are definitely blessed to be here without those problems.
Mother Nature is doing her cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
She's making
sure that
everything gets swept up, cleaned up, pushed around. You know, it's kind of amazing, these hurricanes. We kind of had a conversation, I think, with a few friends the other day. We were all together. I had commented, well, you know, the earth kind of does this naturally, you know, does hurricanes and stuff like that. And I think our friend Mary, she's like, well, but not like this. And I said, yeah, I guess I can see your point too. I'm not sure if it's caused by, you know, the man-made stuff that's going on. And, you know, we've had this conversation. It could be like several different scenarios we've talked about. You brought up HAARP, you know, the HAARP ship that they have. It's around the world. They have several of them. They don't just have one. But how it can create wind patterns and create storms. So I'm not sure, you know, if these are man-made or
combination
of nature.
Of all.
Yeah, just everything. Global warming, global cooling. Because we're getting a little bit of both. Because in order before we get hot, you know, and things start to melt, then it starts to cool down as well. So that's why these ice ages and stuff come from. You know, from things, you know, desalinating the water. The water, when sea salt changes its content, you know, it becomes, you know, causes a lot of cooling down all around the world. So I find it kind of interesting. So what's your theory? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Think God's mad at us?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think, you know, if we don't respect the earth, that I think of her as a living being. She is the reason we have the life that we live from, you know, from the food, the oxygen, the water. That's what we need to survive, what we need to live on. Therefore, she is her own life. She is life. That's why they call her the mother, you know. So you have to respect her. And there hasn't been that. If you want to throw God in that picture, you know, that's up to you. But personally, I kind of look at her as her own force, all on her own also. It's a gift from God in the way I believe, the way I see things. She's a gift from God, but you don't disrespect the gifts you're given from God either. So
I understand. I get that.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think HAARP does have something to do with it personally. You know, I do. I think there's just a lot of different reasons why things are happening. And I agree with Mary. I don't I don't recall things being this extreme or so frequent. The frequency of fires, the frequency of hurricanes and tropical storms one right after the other of those magnitudes, mm-hmm. the frequency of the earthquakes. You know, I don't recall hearing, you know, 5 or 6 earthquakes in a week as being normal, or hurricanes or tropical storms, or, you know, 5 or 6 states on fire at the same time. I don't really recall that until now. So I think the frequency and then the intensity of everything is definitely, you know, increased for certain. So, global warming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Global cooling also. I mean, our winters are, our summers aren't as long as they used to be. I don't know if anybody else is noticing that. It might be hot in other places, you know, in the world and here in the U.S. even.
Right.
The weather patterns have changed, but our weather pattern here is definitely different, has been different for the past couple of years. Winter hasn't been really cold, hasn't been as cold as we're used to the past couple of years, I don't believe. Yeah, and but also it's lasted longer. It's like we haven't really had any fall. You have a couple of weeks where the leaves change and then they're all gone. And, you know, the rains, the cold freezing rains and then snow and all of that starts, seems like early, and it seems to last longer. But we really don't have any snow like in ice like we used to, you know. It's just
right. Mm-hmm.
blah weather. So our growing season, therefore, is shortened. You know, as far as growing food, it just seems like there's spring, and spring weather lasts for quite a while, and then you have a little bit of summer, and then you go into fall and winter, and so your growing season seems to be shortened, I think. So.
That can cause issues, too, you know. I mean, your growing seasons go down, you know, your mm-hmm. crops, you don't have as much, and of course, man finds a way to jack the price on things. Oh, well, you know, we didn't have a long growing season, so we're going to charge you more because we have less.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but we have all these trade agreements, you know, agreements with countries all over the world, so that's kind of a farce too, you know.
Right.
There's food coming in from all over.
Yeah.
Unripened food. But I think Mother Nature is doing her thing, you know. I pulled a card for us, and I pulled the frog. And the frog is about purification, clearing out the clutter. I think also Mother mm-hmm. Nature, even though we boost her, you know, like if we did use the heart machine to create her, we can't control it. You know, at the same time, we create that. It doesn't mean we have control of it. Once it takes on its own, you know, identity and, mm-hmm. and becomes, you know, this thing, and we mess with Mother Earth, you know, she starts to just take on a whole new facet at that point. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, these hurricanes are, they're purifiers, and they clear things out. They move the clutter out, you know, they move. And then, you know, water is purification. So everything that you're getting, you know, the Mother Earth is just cleansing you. But what I thought was really cool though, and I found what really fascinating, is when the hurricanes spin, they actually draw the water in from all the bays, and all the water gets kind of sucked into the hurricane. I've seen uh-huh. many videos, I don't know if you have, where there's like marinas uh-huh. and stuff that are completely dry and empty, you know, uh-huh. and that is just, for me, that is just like, that's like, wow, that's just the magnitude of what this storm was and what it was doing and what it was creating. And
uh-huh.
it's kind of like life, you know, when we get into these storms and we get into these aspects in these situations with people, ourselves, or situations, you know, when that you're in that turbulent storm and it's spinning around, just everything that gets sucked out of you, you know, at the same token, everything
yeah.
gets thrown around, everything gets cluttered, and everything gets, you know, just smashed together in a sense. And, you know, and then the tears that come with that. And then at some point, eventually, you just release and let go. And I guess at some point she releases and goes, and everything slowly returns back to normal. But yet it's not normal, because then you have to sift through all the stuff that that you went through, all the things that, you know, that you experienced, and all the things that were left behind, and the things you have to manage. Mm-hmm. Mother Nature is an interesting, interesting living entity.
Uh-huh.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Now, did you have family or friends down there, or?
I have some friends in Florida that have stayed and are riding it all out, and they seem to be actually doing okay. One person is not without power, so that I know of. A lot of people around him are, but he's not. And then my mom and her husband are, they're not down in Florida, they're in South Carolina, but they went ahead and headed up this way before the possibility of, you know, a mandatory evacuation. So they are here in town. They've come in for, I'm not sure how long. Haven't really talked to her yet, but I will. So I'm glad that they're safe and that they're here. There's still a lot of other people, you know, traveling and on the road, so our prayers definitely go out to them for safe travels. Like you said, people seem to use emergencies, you know, as reasons to raise the prices on everything. So, you know, gas and bottled water and things that are a necessity are outrageous down in the southern states. And I just really think that that's a bunch of crap, personally, that it could even be allowed here at all in a state
price
of emergency
gouging.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
It was supply and demand very quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of tells you how, the state of how things are. And if and when an emergency was to happen here, which we're not, you know, just because of where we're located and nothing's going on with us right now does not mean that we're not, we're untouchable or anything.
Right.
But that kind of shows you where you're going to be if it was to happen here. Even express, expect all the price gouging and people to take advantage of the situation. There's already even, you know, from Harvey, there's relief efforts and funding and all that. And scammers are out already. So you kind of have to really be aware of what's a real charitable organization to donate to and where the fraudulent ones are, you know, how your money is going to help to donate, how your money, you know, make sure that it's really going where it needs to. If I think would be to, like, donate to, you know, to the Red Cross, maybe look into something more like that personally.
But yeah, you just know that. Yeah, I know that when there was when Hurricane Harvey hit, there was a lot of scammers already hitting. They were calling, they called my house, you know, wondering if I wanted to donate, and just came up with some weird name, and I was like, I've never heard of you, blah, blah, blah. And they got mad at me because they didn't want to give any money. So I was just like, I don't know who you are, you know? You don't mean to be like that, but, you know, you have to be anymore, you know, because you don't know who's calling, who's on the other line anymore. As much as you want to trust.
That people take advantage of such a situation. You know, that's what's really a shame. That you can't trust, you know, every organization out there that they're really who they are and what they say they're going to do with the money.
Right. Yeah, it's just too bad that we have to live in that kind of, you know, society environment where, you know, when someone's down in their luck at that moment, you know, and someone else is trying to take advantage of it. And that happens, you know. You know, that's, I guess it's a type of cause and effect, I guess. In some other cultures, they call it karma. You'll get your karma for it. So depending where you're from and what belief system you believe in. So I'm sure you'll get your due or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, but there's another hurricane right behind everybody, all these hurricanes. I think Jose is coming, but I'm not sure which direction Jose is going. It looks like he's going Pacifically.
Thought it was along same path.
Yeah, I just haven't heard much about it, but I just know that I want to keep sending prayers out there. like Mary said, but I don't remember hurricane after hurricane. I remember maybe 2-3 weeks later another hurricane, but not like simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's like boom, 1, 2, and then 3, and there's a third one. You know,
yeah.
So I don't know what's, you know, we're shifting, we're changing, and the whole planet is just going through its metamorphosis of sorts, as we all are. We're all going through different things right now. We're going through a period, especially in this country, a period of a time where we're challenging old systems, old beliefs, old ideas. Excuse me, just a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, where do we go from here? I'm not sure. Sometimes I don't think we have a true plan or a true roadmap of where we want to go. At least it seems that way. I could be wrong, but it just seems that way sometimes. Like we're just kind of aimlessly just going out there and just throwing ourselves there, and wherever we land, we'll land.
Yeah, like we're in limbo, really.
Yeah,
there's
it just feels
like
that way.
No destination. There's no destination known, you know?
Mm-hmm. Feels that way.
That's how it feels. Yeah.
Hopefully,
I guess
hopefully
it's from
it's not
everything
that, way.
That, you know, all of the changes that everything, everyone is going through. I don't know. Just that's kind of how it feels, you know. Used to be I'd kind of worry about the future and having a retirement and, you know, this plan and that plan because, you get older every year. And I really, that's not my biggest worry at all. It's not even, maybe it should be, but it's just not in my head anymore. I don't know, you know, from one day to the next that I'm going to be here, that the world's going to be here. So it's just, I feel like, why plan when that's how I really feel? I can't explain it, but that's those closest I guess I could. Like
yeah, I know
said,
you
no
and I had a we had a little conversation about if we were going to if we just die. Remember we had that conversation. You know, if we is it reincarnation, no reincarnation, you know, I don't know where we really decided which direction we were going to go, but it was kind of interesting because, you know, I was thinking and I was going, is it really heaven? Is it really hell? Is it really, you know, some people pray up and down that there is.
Is it really past
and that's
lives?
Because,
yeah, is it really
because that's their belief system. Most people will defend what they believe and what they think is in alignment with them. So they'll always say yes or, yeah, you're crazy.
Right.
Even our friend David had a situation where some guy was trying to convert him to Christianity because he's a Buddhist. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, kind of angered him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, you know, I don't know what's the right way. To be honest with you, I don't know. I used to be pretty certain, you know, that certain things were a certain way. I believe in certain things a certain way. But I'm not sure if everything is exactly the way we think it is. But then you'll get people say, well, that's how the, you know, that's how the devil wants you to be and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm in this mindset, maybe it's because I'm older and I'm questioning things more. It's almost like we got free will. They gave us free will as a cop-out. You know, now it's off their hands, not our hands. It's in our hands, you know. So, you know, that's kind of where my mind's been lately. I'm going, well, okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it since, I mean, I really don't want to be a slave, but I get that. But it just all seems like a game sometimes. Like we're, you know, I saw a couple of memes the other day that were pretty interesting where they talked about Jesus and, you know, I love Jesus, but I don't like religion kind of thing, you know, and that said Jesus came here to tear down religion because you know, it was out of alignment with what God was trying to preach, love and, you know, compassion for one another. Religion doesn't necessarily teach that. It kind of gives you a format to follow the words and the spoken words of certain, you know, doctrine or certain leaders or whatever. I don't know. Religion is a very touchy-feely thing for some people, because some people are really, you know, in their whole lives are wrapped around religion, wrapped around ideologies and beliefs. Okay. I don't know.
So do you think racism falls into religion?
What does? I didn't hear what
you said.
Do you think racism
falls into religion? Some people think that it does. That it's a religion of sorts.
I don't know.
Because it's the way that someone's taught. Just like if you were going to church every Sunday and you were taught.
Sure. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think racism is an ideology of belief of some sorts. Yeah. Because in order to not like somebody or really dislike or discount another human being, it has to be some form of, you know, belief. I mean, something that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if little kids are born hating people. I mean, there are little kids who just don't like things. There's a difference. But I don't think kids are born hating another human being.
To actually
dislike another human being because they're different than you.
Mm-hmm.
I think there comes a point in your life where you just don't like certain things, where you just don't, you're not in alignment with it. And for some reason, you start to find other people who are very similar to you. It's like finding Christians or Buddhists finding Buddhists and Christians finding Christians and, you know, racists finding racists and hippies finding hippies. You just align your energies. Like energies attract. So you start to get around the people who are similar to your ideology and belief. I mean, you're always welcome to change it. I think you will change. You do change it. But I do believe racism is a sort of, it's a belief, and it's not necessarily the most positive belief, because it's not conducive to loving and caring and honoring one another. And for those who practice racism, but here's the thing. We have to be careful when we use that word racism, because it can encompass a lot of people. It can encompass a lot of beliefs and a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
There's times where you and I don't necessarily like a certain ideology or belief that someone puts upon us. Just because we don't like it doesn't make us racist. It's just we don't choose the belief or follow that path. There's a difference. Now, people who truly
mm-hmm.
hate and just hate because they have the right to hate, they want to hate, that's different. You know, there's some things where I may not agree with certain things, certain philosophies of another religion. Doesn't make me a racist. Now, if I do harm to the people and I don't like them and I totally, you know, want to erase them from the planet of the earth, well, yeah, that's racism. That's that's genocide. That's just being crazy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tough question. It's a tough question to give you a straight answer, because it's so unraveled in all religions, some level of racism. I think people at some level, everybody, has somebody that they don't really align themselves with. For me to call them a racist, I think we have racist moments where we say some things or we behave a certain way towards certain people. And I don't know any human being who's never had a moment where they've been felt, you know, threatened or felt, you know, empowered or disempowered,
uh-huh.
you know, where they
uh-huh.
said something that they probably really didn't mean to say, or maybe they did. There's been times where
right.
I've been in an awkward situation where, you know, I felt a certain way. And the only way I could survive uh-huh. is by either assimilate, act like them, or just fight them, you know, whoever them is, you know, I'm just kind of throwing it out there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if human beings have a hard time just loving themselves, you know, being able to align their own emotions in who they are, and then
uh-huh.
take those emotions and align them with another human being or events or things. I know there's some people who prefer to be around other species of creatures on this planet, like animals and dogs and horses
uh-huh.
and things. Some people don't do well with other human beings. Some people just don't.
Yeah.
You know, and most people know who they are.
So what advice would you give someone that was having a hard time loving themselves? How would you work with someone like that? What type of advice or...
Well, the thing is, first off, you have to figure out, you know, if that's a true statement. You know, do we not love ourselves, or do we not love aspects of ourselves, parts of ourselves? I would have to say there's parts of us that we don't jive with and we don't resonate with, even though it's part of us, even though we would like to change that. You know, some people would rather be shorter or taller or nicer or meaner or stand up for themselves. So the thing is, first is to figure out and just to understand that, you know, we're the best we're going to be in this moment. You know, there's opportunity for change. There's opportunity for to develop ourselves and to look outside of ourselves and to listen and to hear the dialogue that plays out in our head. Sometimes we're just critical. So how do we help ourselves? Well, first understand if we do have an issue, you know, with ourselves. Some people may say no. Some people may say yes. It really depends. I think it's important to know what those little triggers are, the things that really move us, the things that really set us off about other human beings, which are somewhat aspects of ourselves or aspects we've learned from other people who have taught us and put us in situations where we feel that way. Most of the time we get angry and get triggered by people's behaviors because we've seen that behavior played upon us, or we don't want that played upon us, you know. So how do we keep that away from us? You know, that's probably the biggest thing, is how do we keep somebody who's negative out of my sphere, you know, out of my sphere? Well, creating health, we talk about this all the time, creating healthy limits and boundaries. So how do you create healthy limits and boundaries? Well, first of all, you have to know when it's something that's triggering you. You have to know when to open your mouth. You have to know, you have to be specific when you say yes or no. You have to be your biggest advocate, you know, and to understand that, you know, you're flawed and you're not perfect, but you're perfect as you are. There's perfection in the imperfection. And that's hard for people to see, because we've either had a parent or a significant other who just beat us up, or we had brothers and sisters and cousins or whoever who just beat us up. And then we don't know why we beat ourselves up, because the people who we loved, who we thought loved us and we thought we loved them, beat us up. And so we carry that memory, we carry that, you know, that stigma, we carry that, you know, that energy with us. And to make a conscious effort to actually just say, hey, you know what, I don't want to live like this anymore, but what's it going to take? What am I going to have to do? You're going to have to ask people how they feel about what they see in you versus what they think about you. Because people aren't qualified to think about what you are. People can only feel the emotions that you project upon them and the emotions they project upon you, vice versa. Can't ask anybody how they think or what they think about, because they can't be me, because I barely don't know who I am. But I can ask people how they're feeling about that. Then that means I'm pushing some type of emotional charge towards them, and they're picking up some type of vibration. So I can change that. So when people say they can change or can't change, this is true. For those who are deadlocked and not wanting to change, they probably won't, unless something traumatically happens to them. And those who really truly want to change will probably have the more difficult part, because they won't know what to change or how to change it and what that change looks like. You know, yeah, I'm going to change. You hear people say, I'm going to change. I'm going to be a good person. I'm not going to smoke crack no more. I ain't going to smoke no cigarettes. I'm not going to yell. But you know what? It's more than that. It's more than that. You know, we have to know in deep in our core what that is. And for a lot of people, it's hard to go deep inside of ourselves, because we have been so traumatized and so hurt by other human beings, okay, who supposedly love us, and they've left a print on us. And then as soon as we hear anything that sounds remotely, as soon as we hear something that remotely reminds us of that, all of our defenses kick in. Everything inside of our body just turns on and goes, nope, I've heard that before, and that ain't happening to me. Nope, never again, blah, blah, blah. You know the scenarios, you know the stories.
Oh yeah, I have a few of those of my own. I you know, sometimes they come out, and depending on who says a certain thing, it could be somebody talking, or they're just their physical mannerisms. But there are triggers out there for me still, to where my guard goes straight up, and it's really hard to relax, you know, after, or even. It's hard sometimes, depending on what the trigger is, for me to maneuver around it and get to a point where I can actually be relaxed or stay in the environment. Usually, I won't stay in the environment. So,
right.
I see
and
what
you don't
you're
have
saying.
To.
Right.
But why do people stay then?
That's a good question. Some people, you know, get addicted to those behaviors. Some people get addicted to having trauma and drama in both in their lives. Some people can't live without it. If you look at, you know, there's a kind of a belief that narcissists and empaths are attracted to each other, the opposite. And I, you know, I might believe, you know, there's some truth to that.
Okay.
In a sense, I kind of believe there could be some truth to that. But take the two personalities. There's one that's very caring, that wants to nurture, that wants to make everything better, that feels your pain and can sympathize with you. And then there's another. The narcissist would be the more controlling, the one that wants to inflict the pain. The one that can do subtle, you know, very subtle things and manipulate just to cause you pain, whether it's mental or physical. Sometimes, you know, it's mental, physical, and sexual. Just depends. Sometimes it's all of the above. Sometimes it's just one of those things. But why do they stay in that relationship? The empath keeps wanting to help you through your pain and help. They have a positive outlook and, you know, think that they can change this person's behavior. And you cannot change someone else's behavior. That's the biggest mistake. You cannot change someone else's behavior. That person, like you said, has to want to change their own behavior. If that person doesn't want to stop smoking or stop drinking or stop doing crack or heroin or being abusive, if that person doesn't want to stop those things, that person's not going to, and there's nothing you can say or demand out of that person that they do. You know? That person has to want to do it themselves. They have to want to change themselves. That part of them, that aspect of them, if that's who they are 100% inside and out, they'd have to want to change themselves. Otherwise, they'll stay in that cycle too. Some people just like being mean. I am a firm believer some people do not have the compassion gene. I'm a firm believer there's some people out there that don't have that.
I think you might be right on that.
Not an ounce of compassion for human life or any life, animal, doesn't matter. And those, you know, that's kind of scary, I think, that they don't have that. That I believe that there's people out there that don't have that.
That's crazy to think that, you know, there are people who just want to be mean, but there are people out there, you know, and I hate to say it, but I think to be mean and to be angry and like that is also something that you're chemically, something's unbalanced in your body. Because I do see little kids that are just mean. Like, they'll just do some crazy stuff. I've seen it all because I've coached kids in soccer and worked with all kinds of kids through drumming and stuff. And, you know, and it's not the behavior, because you meet the parents and the parents are kind of like really chill and cool, but the kid's just like crazy. And there's just some things that happen in the body that just triggers them, that moves them, and you know, there's just some things that some, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, some people are just born to be a serial killer, and that's what they are. It's not that they just became a serial killer. Some people are just born with that predisposition to do harm to anything, not just humans. You know, sometimes it starts with, you know, with dogs and cats and stuff, but I've met people who are like that, you know, who have that instinct to do bodily harm to another person. And it has nothing to do with somebody being in the wrong family, the wrong neighborhood, or being in the wrong situation. No, they're just like that. I think some people are just born with that. That's why we have criminals. That's why we have certain types of ailments and diseases and you know, things that affect our, you know, I'm not a doctor here, but I'm just giving my perception of how I see it and through the people that I've known. But, you know, someone would probably battle me and fight me that that's probably their environment. No, I think some people are just born that way. They're born to be hateful. You know, we talked earlier about that. People are born racist. Racism, maybe not so much, but to be hateful, some people have that. Some people are born with that. Some people are born with being very angry and very, you know, just very, I don't know, man. It's kind of scary to even think about, but it does exist. It does. It is out there. And there are other people who are beautiful on the other side, too. You know, they're just totally amazing human beings, and they wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah.
Now, both these characters both have trauma in their life regardless. They both go through things. And can something snap them?
I think everybody has trauma in their lives. You know?
Sure, but can something traumatically switch?
A lot of people use trauma as a crutch, you know, to be a victim. And that's something else that I'm not, you know, saying that when you're traumatized, that it you know, won't affect you or there's a time limit on it, because you can't say that. I don't believe that there is, but you can't let the traumas own you either for the rest of your life. You know, it's just like trying to get over another part. If there's a bad aspect to yourself that you don't like and you want to change, it's kind of the same thing. You have to fight and struggle to get past that trauma. You can't let it own you and keep you in fear from moving forward with your life. You know, fear fear will freeze you in your tracks.
Yes.
Fear can do a lot of things because it's a mind. It's in your mind. And your mind can make you or break you. And that's
yes.
a fact. But fear, if that's a hold of you, it can freeze you and keep you immobile. It can stop you for years from doing the simplest thing as going out the door and taking a walk in the park for, you know, 15 minutes or so, or anything. Fear can actually stop you from being able to even look out your window. I've seen that in people. I personally have been to where I couldn't hardly walk out the door for like 3 straight months. Couldn't keep the curtains open, couldn't keep the blinds up, did not want to see anything outside. If I did go outside, have a panic attack. I could have stayed there. I could have stayed in that life. You know where I'd have been now at this many years after that? I'd literally be in a home somewhere. I would have continued to lose the rest of my mind, probably, had I chose to let fear keep me there. But that wasn't for me. That was nothing like me before fear, and I didn't want to continue on after that from fear. But you know, it's another, when that happens, a lot of people will use trauma as a crutch. And
right, I understand.
How do you, when you work with someone, it's sometimes it can be really hard to know when that person is using something as a crutch and getting them to get past that. So
you know, when you do counseling with people, you the hardest part is to try to find out where anything happened or anything occurred in their life that put them in the state of mind where they're in now. Most people will deny it and won't even accept it, and they'll deflect and put it onto something else, or no, that never happened to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, somebody's event is not the same as somebody else's event, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that happen to certain people that, you know, where they've been hurt, you know, beaten or whatever, and, you know, they seem to recover. But there's other people who, you know, the most minute thing to us might set them off. You know, the most smallest thing that you wouldn't even think about, you know, somebody taking something from them and just changes their whole mindset and their whole chemistry in their body of what's going on. You know, people people get into certain frames of mind for many, many reasons, and it's not one particular reason. Trauma doesn't have to be something violent. Trauma doesn't have to be something that was, you know, trauma is just someplace where you've been frozen in time, where you're not able to move out of that. So you carry all that energy along with you through your life, especially when you start getting becoming adults. Adults are huge at that, because as children take on a lot of stuff, you know, and kids don't always share the things that happen to them, and they carry that along with them, and then they carry that into adulthood, and then they project that onto relationships, and they project that onto other people in situations because of where they were or what happened to them. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. And sometimes we don't even know we're doing it because it's just so subtle. But, you know, the human psyche is... No, because some people don't even know it exists. I've had clients who... I have clients who, you know, until we go super deep, until we go into a certain situation, that we move energy and we talk about certain things, they didn't even know that happened to them. Until, you know, they get confirmation from a parent or confirmation from a certain situation or significant other. You know, our mind is so powerful, we can block anything out or we can let anything in. And it becomes our reality. You know, so that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, just in the, you know, here's, for example, like the hurricane situation. There were people who left and there were people who stayed. And the people who stayed were very defiant, and they were very, you know, positive that they were going to be okay. And some of them they had no choice. They had to stay. You know, they had nowhere to go. You know, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's other people who leave. So you see the whole gamut of emotion, the whole gamut of personalities that played out in this whole thing. Some people needed to be in that storm and needed to feel that wind, that water, you know, everything, whatever they needed to feel, they felt it. They stayed. I have several friends and I have lots of family who live down there, and a lot of them stayed. And, you know, what they were processing, what they had to go through, I have no idea, but I can hear in their verbiage and the things that they write and the things that they've done since then. And also my friends who have left, you know, it's really interesting, you know, how some people will respond to certain situations. Some people will stay and just fight it. Other people will just watch it from afar.
Well, and even the people that have left, it's been very trying and hard on them too. They didn't want to leave their home and belongings behind, not knowing that there's nothing to go home to.
And some people lost everything.
If you're in the position to be able to help anyone, or if you know anyone and you're in a position to help them or give them a place to stay or, you know, whatever, then whatever you can do, then, you know, God bless you to be able to help someone else get through this kind of a thing right now. So there's a lot of...
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes things are just for this time, this now, this storm. And you never know how long the storm is going to last or the ripple effects along the water, along the way there. So be there for your friends and your family that you can in any way that you can. whether it's mm-hmm. just giving them an ear to listen to them talk about it, or, you know, give them a place to stay, give them a ride, help them to get back home, help them cleaning up, whatever it is, whatever little, every little bit can help.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back to our show. We hope you're enjoying With Inside Show with Iggy and Adriana. We're right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com with E. Garcia and Adriana Arts, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. We hope you're enjoying our show as we ride the hurricane into the mainland, into the tropical storm it becomes, and then showers.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so the first 45 minutes of our show, we've been kind of talking about the hurricane and you know, the vibrations of that and what it brought to humanity, especially our humanity here. But things are going on all over the world, so it's not just here. It's mm-hmm. everywhere. We just happen to be here, so it's more real to us because it's affects us through, you know, friendships, family members, or whatever, and it's in our country. Not to discount other people who are going through stuff around the world, because there's flooding and earthquakes and volcanoes and
fires.
Nuclear power plants that are leaking, you know, fires. I mean, it's everywhere on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Man has a way of getting in the way, and we're really kind of in the way. Mother Nature kind of does her thing, and we just kind of amplify things sometimes with our stupidity. Mm-hmm. And our, you know, we create some great things, but we've also done some really stupid things existence as humans on this planet. What I would like to see more of us do is be more kind to one another and to love one another and to honor, you know, that we are brothers and sisters, because no matter what happens, you know, when we all, you know, we all go back to the ground and we all go back to the earth, and we get recycled by her. I mean, life is such one of those precious things that you can do so much if you put the right energy into it. There are some people who put, you know, other energies into it to do the wrong things, and they're successful. So I'm thinking, you know, if you can put that kind of energy into something to be, you know, a criminal, what could you do if you put your energy to be, you know, something to help humanity, help mankind? I don't know. That's to be tested. Man runs the gauntlet, you know, of testing the waters and testing technology, you know, abusing, taking advantage of other human beings. But there are other human beings who care about humans, and they work for humanity, and they pray, and they love, and they honor and respect. You don't hear much about them, but there's a lot of them. There is as many of them as there's people doing wrong. Because, you know, when you go into the light, you go into the dark, it's a balance. It's a harmonic dance, and it's happening simultaneously. Sometimes the scales get tipped one way or the scales get tipped the other way. But there are a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things for a lot of people and for other species on this planet. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever discount that there's not good things happening, because there are. There are tons of people out there doing amazing work on this planet and doing some amazing things. It only takes one human being to change the world. We've all know that through history and through, you know, our own existence and through the people that are around us, the people who we are around and the people we engage with. It only takes one person to change and alter the emotional state of the person closest to you. You know, so are you, sometimes we're the leader and sometimes we're the followers and sometimes we're the followers and sometimes we're the leaders, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Sometimes I follow you. Sometimes you follow me.
That's right. I know one thing. It's good to be here.
It's good to be here. That's for sure.
That's right. Yeah. And we're quiet.
I think my microphone cut out for a second there. Sorry about that. Apologize. For those of you who want readings, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. That'll happen at the 8 o'clock hour. So for those of you who need to get, you know, a little bit of popcorn popped and just kind of get into some direction, that's the direction you want to go. But this forum is about talking about what's on our mind, what's happening, and, you know, and how that meshes in with the metaphysical, the alternative, and all the things that are happening. Right now, humans are being tested all around the world. And, you know, human beings are an amazing species. And this is our time to do amazing things. And I hope we continue doing amazing things and not all about profit, not all about making money off the backs of other people, because that doesn't go very far. And, you know, that just creates animosity, that creates anger and disturbance in the things that we create as humans. So I implore and I push and I ask everybody, let's do better as a human race. Let's do better to help one another. Let's do better to, you know, give a smile, you know, to give a handshake, you know, to not be turned off or, you know, grossed out by something that may be different than yours. And to maybe take a moment and say, well, I wonder why they're like that, why they feel that way. So many of us discount other people because we're not willing to step into their shoes. And I know literally you can't step into somebody's shoes, but it's a metaphor. Metaphorically, how would you respond? How would you feel if you're the one being ostracized or been ostracized or being the ostracizer, you know, who sometimes is more painful because you have to, for you to be so rude and blatant to hurt another person means there's something really going on in your life that you're not willing to share with everybody. And, you know, I've been there. We've all been there. And we've been on both sides of the fence. And, you know, we could just do better. I believe in humanity. I really believe humanity can do some amazing things. Will we always get along? I don't know. I would probably have to say yes and no to that. Getting along is relative. It's kind of one of those things that is, you know, specific to the individuals or the groups that are there. You know, someone else is getting along as someone else's, you know, party or somebody else's craziness. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think about humanity? You think we can do it? We can change? We can make this a better world?
I think we all have the power in us to do that. Just whether or not we choose to, I don't know. Not all of us, I don't think, will choose to. But I like to hope, you know. I like to have hope. I always say, without hope, you have nothing. A lot of people laugh and scoff and at the word hope and at the thought of having hope. You know, a lot of people can laugh about that and think you're crazy for even wanting it or thinking that it exists, but it exists with me. If I don't have hope, I'm done. And that's my personality. You know, I'm done. If I don't have no hope, and don't get me wrong, there are times when I get to where I'm searching for that hope inside me because I know that's what I need to pull me out of a dark place, a place where I don't want to care anymore. And there's times when I have to search for that hope, but I always manage to find it. And it's like a ladder. You keep climbing up one rung after the other to get on top of things again. And sometimes it's a slow climb. Sometimes I'll race you to the top, you know. That's me. So,
yeah.
Looking for hope.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you.
I hold on to hope for a better world. I hold on to hope for more compassion and love in people and in their hearts. I'm not always the best example of that either, but I catch myself when, you know, I catch myself because I don't like myself when I'm that way.
Mm-hmm.
When I find myself not wanting to care about another person or another situation. And then I get angry with myself. You know, I go through a lot of different emotions when I'm struggling on the good and bad borderline there, the balancing point. And, yeah, so.
Hope.
I reach down. I reach down, I find the hope in me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it in me first. And then I can have it with an outlook upon other people or the world. But it starts with me.
That's true. If it's meant to be, it's up to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think everything starts with us individually. And, we have friends, we have mutual friends who don't believe in hope. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me to, when I hear it, it's hard for me to, like, oh, man, how can you not believe that there's a chance, you know? I mean, that's what you're trying to, that's really what you're saying. When you say hope, you're really saying there's a chance, you know, there's a chance that we can make this better. I hope for the best, you know, there's a chance, you know. I don't know. I'm just different when it comes to that. I always think we have a chance. There's always a chance. But, yeah, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the option to have peace or love or hope. Or, you know, laughter or fun or play. You know, if everything was just one way and that was it, we couldn't be a certain way. That would be hard for me, especially on this plane of existence and this time and in life. We're all here on this particular moment in time because this is when we were supposed to be here. As much as we may not like it here, may not want to be here, this is our moment. This is our time. This is the moment. This is the place we're supposed to be. This is the place we're supposed to be interacting and changing and affecting and moving or being moved or affected to by, you know, everybody on this moment in this planet has their moment. Some are grandiose and some are very silent and quiet. And I'd probably have to say there's probably more silent, you know, things that we just don't hear about, but really change the world. It excites me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you believe in hope. I wasn't sure if you were one of those people who was hopeless.
You should know me better than that.
Yeah. There's always a chance. Always a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm the type of person that, you know, probably die trying to find the hope, to find the way. So.
You and me both. At least I know I won't be alone on that.
That's right.
All right, folks, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back. And the call number is 646-595-3440. We ask that you keep your questions to one. If you start veering off, two, I will push the delete button on you. No, I'm just joking. I'll just tell you, we can only give you one. But, yeah, anyhow, hopefully you're enjoying our show, and we'll give you some reads. We'll do our best to, you know, channel and give the energy. I'm not sure if Adriana's going to give reads today, but I will attempt to channel and connect with spirit through spirit and see what happens. We'll be right back. We're going to go out with a little tune and come in with a commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. All right, we're back. Welcome back to With Insights Radio, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe with your hosts, Iggy Garcia and Adrian Arts. We hope you're enjoying the show, and we're going to get started here.
All right.
Let's see. You still with me there, Lion?
I am.
All right. Let me go here real quick. Let me see if I can... Let me see.
With that attitude, you're not going to find anyone.
All right, welcome to With Insights. Who do we have on the line?
Hi. It's just... Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
What's
there.
Your name?
Hi. Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Did I just ask my question?
What's going
on?
Okay. Wanted to know what you were picking up as far as my, I don't even know what to call it, just the situation between this girl, Karen, and I. I had a couple of healing sessions with her, like through Skype. And mm-hmm. I think the energy got like a little bit weird. And in a way, it seemed like we were developing a friendship, but then in the other way, I kept things on her, and I felt like it would be good if she had a healing session with me. So it was just sort of strange. And then I think some past life stuff came up between us. So I just kind of left it hanging. I wrote an email to her, and I guess we both left it hanging. She didn't reply. It wasn't meant to necessarily be replied to, but it just kind of feels weird. She still kind of lingers in my mind. In a way, I want to have another session with her, but then in another way, I'm just sort of letting it go because it was, I don't want to repeat old patterns. So I don't know, just anything that you're picking up around it.
Now, do you do healing work yourself?
I do, yeah.
Okay, that was my understanding, okay. And so were you guys doing a trade?
I was not, no, not yet. It was
okay.
Like, I had two sessions with her, and then she was like, well, maybe you can help me too. And I was like, yeah, I can, because I'm picking up things. And
mm-hmm.
So it was just... Yeah.
Well, what I'm picking up energetically, Spirit pulled a card for me, the Antelope card, is decisiveness. Make a decision, take an appropriate action. I guess what Spirit's saying is, if you're going to go into a situation where you want to be friends with somebody, sometimes we just become friends. Okay, that happens automatically. But sometimes we also have to be businesslike and separate friendship from the work we do. And especially in healing work, you meet great people, and great people sometimes become your best friends. And sometimes we know more about them, and we think we know more about them, let's put it that way. And that kind of can play, you know, it can be kind of a funny situation. I have great friends who I've met just through the work I do. You have to make a decision, especially this person, just probably maybe making a decision, is this person going to be somebody who I'm going to be engaged with outside of this, or is it going to be somebody who is going to be a client? we have to separate that. We have to create healthy limits and boundaries for ourselves, because spirit is saying that you have to make a decision too, if this is what's going to be, because it becomes harder as you become friends to actually expect certain things to be a certain way, because the relationship shifts. So I'm feeling right now energetically that probably needs to stay in the, practitioner to client basis versus, becoming friends. Let that develop naturally versus forcefully. I mean, intuitively, we all pick up things on other people, especially when we do this work. And it could be our feelings and our emotions. We could become attracted to the person who's on the other side of the phone or the person that we're with or next to us. But you do have to make a decision how you want to move, because your energy also is projected upon this human being, this other human being, and they pick up on it, especially if they're intuitive, what's appropriate. So you're going to have to really ask yourself, where do I want to go? Go ahead.
That you brought that up, because that was the last email that I wrote to her, because it sort of annoyed me that during our two sessions, she sort of brought up a comment like here and there that had to do with her personal life. And so the last email that I wrote to her was sort of like, I said it in so many words, but I was like, if I'm coming to you as you're my healer, then I sort of don't want to hear about your life, and vice versa. And I don't know if she sort of took offense to that or what, but I didn't want to, because then she was sort of alluding to, hey, during your next session, we can talk about how you can help me. And I was sort of like, no, I'm not using when I'm having my session, I want to just focus on me. I want to talk to you about your. So she never wrote back to that. So that's why I just sort of, have not followed up, even though I feel like I would like to have maybe another session with her. It was just, do you think she was offended by that?
No, energetically, what I'm feeling, okay, this is just me projecting too. Remember, I'm projecting my feelings and emotions into what this short little conversation that you've given me. Number one, as a healer, we only can heal the parts that we want to heal. So all healing is self-healing. So whatever we open ourselves up to and we allow in and we're willing to expose and release to somebody, because what you're telling me is that right now you want to work on you, not the other way around. Okay, so when you open your heart up and your feelings, your emotions to another human being who is helping you, walking with you on that path, you really only have time for yourself. Maybe she's only using those things as an example, and I'm projecting here because I wasn't in the conversation. Sometimes other healers will actually use their own experience and things that happen to them, because they feel like when people come to us, there's a piece and part of us that we share that we don't know. It's an unspoken word. And sometimes we help each other heal. It's a two-way street. It's not one-sided. But some healers aren't adapt to know when to separate themselves from other healers and how, or other people, their clients, and to use that as a metaphor or as an example. Well, this happened to me, blah, blah, blah. Some people are okay with that. Some people aren't. But for me, what spirit's telling me is just kind of be like the the antelope. When the lion is in the woods and you see it and it's coming and you don't like it, you can stay there and become food, or you can move on and go through it. Was she offended? She probably is thinking about it more than she's offended. I think she's probably questioned herself a little bit about what she's read. Did you offend her? I don't believe you offended her. I just think that, maybe she's looking at herself. Well, maybe I should change my way a little bit. I don't know. Okay, I'm projecting. But that's what I'm feeling. I don't know if Adriana has anything for you or if that's enough. That's all I can really pick up at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
I really don't.
Okay. All right,
thank
Jessica,
you.
I hope that helps a little bit, okay? All right, be well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We just have to make a decision sometimes, and sometimes the decision isn't always what we want to hear. But I think Jessica will figure it out over time. It takes time. Sometimes we want people to fix us, and no one can really fix us. We can only really allow other people in to observe us and observe the things that we are going through or we've been through, and then give us their feelings and emotions about it, because no one can really think about what actually happened to you. So with that, I hope she gets into a better place where she can move on. So let's move on to another caller here. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, hi, how you doing?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Hi there.
Okay, hi. I'm in need of a car, and I was wondering, do you see me getting one?
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sheila.
All right, Sheila. Did you say you needed a car?
Yes.
Do you need a car or do you want a car?
I need one.
You need one. Okay. I need. All right. Let me shuffle here real quick. All right. Do you ride a bike at all?
Is that a good sign of Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
It doesn't have to be a bad sign. Funny. I just asked, actually, just asked the question. Spirit kind of asked me if you rode a bike. I mean, but Spirit would know, right?
That was years ago.
Okay. I picked
the hummingbird
car.
I thought you were trying to tell me I need to get one.
Well, I haven't gotten there yet, but I think we're going that way. The hummingbird is about joy and lightening up, okay? I'm glad you have a sense of humor because that's good. That's important, okay? I don't see a car at the present moment, like, right away. It doesn't mean that a car couldn't just appear out of nowhere, but there's got to be some goals and some direction how you're going to get this card. Well, also, the hummingbird is about, you know, being active and being in alignment with the things you want and bringing the joy. So I did see a bike, like, right off the bat. I saw this bike, okay? I don't know if it's a motorcycle or if it's a moped, but it was a two-wheeler, and that's all I know that I saw a two-wheeler. So you're going to have some kind of transportation temporarily to get you from point A to point B. And also it's going to help you with your physicality, the aspects of yourself, keep you well and keep you healthy, which is good. And now with the car. Now, the reason I asked if you wanted a card or needed a car, because so many times we come from a place of needy, being needy instead of a place of where we actually need to bring something into our life. So in order to get a car, what will you have to do?
Save up for it.
Save up for it. And do you have enough for a car now?
No.
Okay. So, but you do have a job, so you do have a way to maybe finance a car? Even
a
used car? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess what Spirit's really telling me right now to let you know is in which direction do we need to go to get to the place we need to be? Am I going to have to work another shift? Am I going to have to get another job? Do I have enough right now? What kind of car do I want? Do I just want a car? Because if you just want a car, you're going to get a car.
Mm-hmm.
And this car could have a lot of issues. And I don't want you to have a car with a lot of issues. Because cars are like people, you know, if they have issues, they'll show up.
Well, I have one now that's having a lot of issues.
Okay, so sometimes
not,
the things around us reflect.
I brought it new, so, yeah.
Okay, so you bought a new car, and now you're ready for another one.
Yeah.
But right now what Spirit's telling me to tell you is that you have to get on some type of transportation. The car is going to be a little bit, you're going to have to ride a bike or you have to move in a certain type of direction that, you know, just gets you to where you need to be. I don't feel like you have a plan, like how you're going to get this car and what you're going to do with the car, how much you're going to save or if you're going to finance. I think when you start to ask yourself those questions, writing down, I think Adriana has a perfect thing with a T-square, you know, how we would get the car, you know, what we'd have to save. You know, Adriana, explain. Go ahead.
I tried looking. That's the problem. And I should have took the first offer like a month ago. But I was trying to get the payment down lower, and now you know, it's hard to get one now.
Now, Spirit is also saying is, if you're going to go look at cars, you need to sit in them, you know, feel it on
I
your
tried
body,
that.
Drive it.
I yeah. tried that. They don't even let me, I went to like 4 or 5 already, and a couple
yeah.
of them, they just gave me a handshake. They didn't allow me to test drive it.
Really? That's kind of crazy. You think they'd want to test
yeah.
drive it. But it's important to
yeah,
actually
they just
feel
want your information emotion. First, I guess, because I guess I'm wasting their time.
Well, you know, that's the car dealer business. I mean, you got to sit in a car mm-hmm. before you buy it. I would never drive off the lot without driving a car.
I agree. Right.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, someone saying, hey, this works, and you don't know if it works. Trust
right.
me, it works. No, but Spirit wants you to be joyful in this process, to lighten up in this process. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it consume you. You will have a car. It's just not, it's in the short term, no. You're going to have to, 6, 7, 8 months is kind of like the outtake for what I'm picking up. Okay?
I don't think my car is going to last that long.
Yeah, well, then you're going to have to accelerate your game plan then, how you're going to do this.
Yeah, I tried looking for part-time jobs. I haven't had any
mm-hmm.
luck with
okay.
that, so.
But I see a bike. For some reason, I see a bike, and this bike doesn't mean that you're not going to get a car. It just means that there's some aspect about your health that you need to take an accountability to, so you can stay healthy. Especially now we're going into winter time. You know, this is probably a good time to start thinking about, you know, what you need to do also physically. There's a physical aspect that you need to work on. I'm not sure what it is. It's not really showing itself. You may know. I may not be able to pick up on it, but there is something about your health that you need to really address and you really need to focus on.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I was going to do that probably next week.
Yeah.
You know, get more active. You know.
Yeah. There's some stagnation. You're stagnant right now. I can feel the stagnant a little bit. You're
yeah,
a joyful person.
Too.
I can tell. I can tell that you have a joyful side. There's a playful side to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to joke
mm-hmm.
around and you like to play, that's important. That's going to get you through this and get you moving through this stuck energy right now. And I think once you start riding your bike or your moped or whatever, your two-wheeler, whatever you're going to, I mean, even a unicycle if you wanted, you might have to learn how to ride it, but you'll start to feel a little bit different about yourself. You'll start to want to, you know, approach things
yeah,
a little differently.
Yeah, it's funny because I was gonna go to the gym and go on the treadmill and do some exercises
okay.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, but right there, and it'll give you time to think about things. It'll give you time to process things. It'll start to move endorphins in your body. It'll start clearing out, you know, that gunk that's in your system, and you're going to feel great. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good
you.
Evening.
You
bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
All right, let's see. Anybody in the chat room here real quick? We have people listening in. All right. So our lines are empty for the moment. 646-595-3440. You can call us in. You listen to Iggy and Adriana. We hope you're enjoying the show. Because I am. We're having a fun time. You having a fun time?
No.
Oh, really? You
no.
would say that, right?
With that attitude, you're not going to find anyone.
You
yeah,
know I can't
funny.
Whistle.
Stop.
Everybody needs a whistle. Do you have a whistle? I want to hear your whistle.
Here's
so
last one.
Distracting.
Or how about our favorite one?
No.
And no.
Did you just fart? Oh my God. You just ripped one. That was terrible.
God. The what? The vampire that I am.
The vampire that you are.
Not vamp. Vampire.
And that's our buttons.
Oh, God. All the buttons.
Did you forget about those buttons?
No, I have not forgot about those buttons.
You're like, never play them again. That's funny. All right, well, I think our time's winding down, so let's start wrapping up the show here. And
okay.
Or we can just play all the buttons. We can play the buttons all the rest of the way out.
No, that's okay.
I'm glad I could make you laugh today.
Yeah, you know, I'm very hopeful that I will always have laughter in my life. So there's the two things to go into the rest of your week with. Being hopeful
awesome.
For a better future and laughter. Because it's the best medicine. There you go.
Laughter is best medicine.
That's right.
Yeah, I wanna thank our callers for calling in and sharing their feelings, their emotions, and I know that's kind of hard, and that's especially to be on the air in front of two total strangers. You know, they don't know us, and you know everybody who's listening, and stripping down and just becoming somewhat naked, I guess, with their feelings and their emotions about where they're at. That takes a lot of courage. So I want to thank everybody who calls into our show and expresses, you know, these feelings and has trust to hang on and to even listen to what we have to say and to and just allow what comes out of our mouth. And, you know, hopefully you take the pieces and the parts that we say and, you know, apply them how you feel is best for you. You know, spirit works through everybody differently. Sometimes spirit will send a message in a way that's funny. Like our last, you know, Sheila, when she called, she was asking about her car. And then the bike came in and she started laughing because, you know, she pictured herself on the bike. I know she pictured herself on the bike. I didn't ask her that, but I could just see it in her. I could see her visualizing herself riding a bike to wherever she needed to be because her situation was getting to the place where she needed some type of transportation. And then our other client, you know, it was a healer who was, you know, desperately looking for another healer to just help her walk through her path. And, you know, that takes a lot of courage to open up like that and to share. And sometimes healers are sometimes the hardest people to work with because we've seen so much, we've heard so much, and we take on so much energy sometimes we don't even know how to let go of it. So, you know, for Jessica, I hopefully she's able to move forward in the direction she needs to move to both our callers because, you know, they're precious people like you and I are precious. We want to see them do well. And we never know when we're going to meet these people in public or if we've met them already. You know, we don't know. And we hope that we've made a difference in their lives when they make a difference in our lives. But with that, you know, I want to say thank you to you for being in my life and sharing moments with me and, you know, David, Mary, you know, and Mark, Anthony, and everybody who's in my life. You know, I learn from everybody. And they bring things to me and bring things to the table that just make my life a better place. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for everybody who I have interaction with, positive or negative. It's still an interaction. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just glad that you found your three drummers, and I'm glad that, you know, we were able to stay connected and be friends through everything and all the things that we go through.
Well, I am too. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Back at
And you're very, very appreciated and very special.
Yeah, so are you.
Well, thank you. Well, I guess we can call that a wrap then. It's been a great show. I've had fun. I always enjoy talking with you and sharing with you. Where my mind goes sometime. And we're just a good team.
Yeah, it's been great. So, like you
awesome.
Said, hopefully listeners can just take what they need, and hopefully I have hope that something we say will help someone out there. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll start to sign off here.
And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
And with that, Winnie the Pooh will sign us out, and we'll go out with a commercial, and then we'll go out with music. All right. Much love, everybody. Take care. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to eat your spoonful of honey, and we'll talk to each other soon.
Have a good week.
You are listening to withinsightsfromradio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic, and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
And you saying, how about a smackerel of honey?
I like that too. But what I like best...
All right, everybody.